listening to Thoughts of Healing with David Boone on PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio. Now here's David.
Let's make the sin belief unreal. A sinner is an error of belief, nothing more. The purpose of sin is to infer by false logic that man is a cause, a semi-god, or a type of lawgiver. It's a false theology, a logic not based upon an understanding of the infinite or divine principle, love. A sin belief is always unreal. That's the scientific position to take. Understand the unreality of the sin belief as outside of reality. Man can never be a creator, and by true logic, neither can his conceptualization of body. Those are big perspectives. One follows the other. It also follows that man, reflecting God, is innocent of the belief that he is a creator or some form of cause. That's the point attained where the sin belief is made unreal. Yet, to human sense, there is a need for repentance. Why? Science demonstrates the unreality of evil, for the sinner would make a reality of sin, science and health. Because sin creates the sinner, not the other way around, the sinner himself must awaken from the deception by which he has been deceived. See Science and Health, page 339. Of course, sin's creation is unreal, only a deception. Repentance involves innocence realized. That's an awakening. God, good, is real and all. Therefore, evil, the supposed opposite to good, is unreal. It is sometimes hard to forsake, to give up a sin, that is, until its unreality is made clear. Divine science does just that. Always start with divine science. To forsake is a very strong but necessary position to take. To forsake sin and to repent of it is to understand and to admit the false purpose and total unreality of the sin belief. Repentance requires resolving and replacing. One cannot simply be sorry. The big picture for repenting is beautifully described on page 123, lines 12 to 15 of Science and Health. If the sinner starts there, he or she is well on the way to a complete repentance. In other words, put repentance into scientific action and don't rely on mere human theology for help. True science explains the infinite and all good or God. That fact encourages all of us. Does this apply to addiction as well? Yes. The first thing to know about addiction is that it is a deception. No one created the deception. Sin creates the sinner, retrospection and introspection. A deception is often created for an evil purpose. That purpose imputes an error, which is conspiring a so-called cause to a person or to a thing where there is no cause. Conspiracies seem to work only when they are joined, believed to be true. Never joined such. Man in God's image is always innocent of the belief that he is a cause or a creator. There is a letter in Science and Health from a man whose desire for liquor and tobacco disappeared when he saw that the book offered something substantial. He states, "I made no sacrifices. I simply found something better." The one who perceives the truth of being must stand ground, be unmovable. Since God is all, there is no room for his unlikeness, science and health. Repent of the belief that the addicted one created an era of addiction. Let the addicted resolve and replace, reflecting love, unfolding a holy purpose. When the evil purpose behind addiction is seen, that's the very moment to instantly forsake the belief. Hold fiercely to the unreality of evil generally and to evil specifically. Know that you fully understand the unreality of evil in divine science. That fact must be applied to the human scene. Joy cometh in the morning. Psalms. Light, symbol of truth. Revelation and progress. Science and health. As the light of truth shines upon things and objects, the mental and spiritual of all things and objects appear in a new light. Awakening, that's Christian science, by which the risen day replaces the day of wrath, and thought turns away from the old theology of sin belief. Man, no longer a sinner, a fictitious creature of sin, making him a false semi-god, now risen through divine understanding to his rightful and eternal place as the reflection, not a deflection, of the God. Be the light of revelation. Find a loving description of that light in the first paragraph of Science and Health on page Roman numeral 7. Now, fully understand the unreality of evil, science and health. It's our divine right to so do.
Quotes from Science and Health mentioned during this program are from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Thoughts of Healing with David Boone is produced by Prayerful Living Publishing. This is PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio.